Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, I finished the first part of our question and answer series. Today, we will be starting the second part with our third question. Please listen closely.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we are into our question and answer period, and we have some good questions here, and we've been through a year, 2020, in which there's a lot of questions. What is going on? Well, God is in control. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. If you think the wrong guy got elected, just remember, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a wonderful guy at all, but somehow God turned it around that he was able to use him, even though he was one of the most wicked kings ever. God just has a way of working, so we need to be more concerned than we are about who is the president. I want the right guy to be the president. I want the man that will best follow Israel as far as blessing Israel. I want the person that is pro-life. I want the person who still believes that we not only have that freedom of worship, but freedom of religion and the free exercise thereof. You know, I still like that. I think we still need to keep that. And so anybody that would be against those things, then I have a problem with. But nonetheless, I still know the Lord's in control. And I hope that you do too. So we have questions here that I want to get started on here in just a moment as we are looking now. You're looking towards Christmas. I'm just thankful that I can be back doing this again, having for some time been down. And so it's good to get right back in the saddle and get to work on these things. I am so glad that I am able to be back at it once again. So let's go on to our next question. I hope you all have your Bibles ready, because in a moment, we're going to start in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, in the question that we deal with here. So, let's go on to our next question. Dear Pastor Bloom, some say the new body has no blood in heaven. But I heard a preacher say on the radio that the life is in the blood. What is true? How can we have eternal life if we don't have blood, if the life is in the blood? Well, that is a good question. Now, I'm going to answer this here. Many of those who may be preachers or Bible students listening today may have heard your professor say one thing or another, and what I say may agree with them, or it may disagree with them, but we're looking here at the Word of God. So, to answer that question, I believe we've got to identify where that comes from. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let me go through a long explanation here. The verses really that we should start with are verses 49 and 50. But I'm going to go before that. I'm just going to go before that. So let me go all the way back down to verse 39. There we read in 1 Corinthians 15:39, an answer to this listener's question, all flesh is not the same. Okay, so we're being told that all flesh is not the same. There's one kind of flesh of men, and another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. Well, that's easy to understand. You can't do skin grafts from a bird to a human. All right, so Yes, there are different kinds of skins. There are different kinds of flesh for men and animals. Verse 40 then says, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. Now let me just insert here. I'm doing something a little bit different than I've done in previous question and answers. As I'm doing the reading and my answer, sometimes I insert things just for clarification as I'm relating it to you. So again, he says, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star different from another glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. And this is where it begins with, is there blood in that new body or not? Because the way it's buried, when it's sown, buried in the ground, it is sown in corruption. Oh, yes, if you don't do things to that body, then it's going to be bad. I did a funeral one time where people said, no, we don't want any open casket. And so they had brought it to the church, and the casket was down there, and a family member came in from out of town. Can I have one more look at it? And I said, I don't know. That's up to the funeral director. Ask the funeral director. There's one that wants a look at her. Said, well, they did not want us to fix the body up. They just said, as is, and put it in the grave, and get it in the grave. We don't want to have our last memory of looking at her in this casket. So, since they didn't really fix up the body, it wouldn't have been a good thing. I don't know if that meant they didn't really do all the same kind of an embalming they would do to keep that body going for 3 or 4 days, but so they didn't have makeup or anything else on that body. So, yeah, that was wise to keep it closed. Why? Because there's corruption. It's sown in dishonor and is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Kind of like putting a seed of some kind of a plant, maybe of a watermelon seed or something else in the ground. And that seed isn't much, but boy, I tell you what, when it goes to full growth and its full potential, it is something else. It is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body. It is raised in a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. This is where it becomes important, and we begin to see the distinctions. A spiritual body. Now, we're going to have a body fashioned like unto his glorious body. The Bible says he'll change our vile bodies in Philippians. So, our bodies will be changed. We're not going to have all these aches and pains that somebody my age will have. We're not going to have these things in heaven like it is today with this body, so corruptible and so many other things. If I don't get a bath for 2 or 3 days, it'll be bad. Okay, I don't believe that it'll be that way with the body that we're given in heaven. Why? Because there'll be nothing corruptible in it that would bring a malodorous scent into the air about you. So understand that the natural body is a physical body, but a spiritual body. Now, evidently, the body that we have in heaven, our spirit, our human spirit, our body will be changed, we're told in 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll see that in a few minutes as well. But a changed body, but in a body. The body is fashioned like his glorious body, remember? Jesus rose from the dead. He has a glorified body. And what is very interesting, many miss this in talking of the gospel. The gospel is Jesus died for our sins. that he was buried and he rose up from the dead. That's the good news. That raising from the dead guaranteed our eternal life. But we also know that in the beginning, John 1, verse 1, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. So whoever the Word is God. That's what we're being told here. He goes down further in John chapter 10 and verse 9, he says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Wow. The Creator. So, we have the Word is God, and then we read further in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, the Word, who was with God, was there in the beginning, was made flesh. We read in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. It is the spirit of whose image that we were made after. Jesus actually had a physical body long after man was created. It wasn't until 2,000 years ago that Jesus was given a physical body. In Matthew chapter 1, Mary and Joseph, they're told, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So Jesus was God come in the flesh. He was always God's Son through eternity past, but as a spirit. But now he's also a physical Son of God, and that come about when the Holy Ghost would come upon Mary, and that holy thing that would be born of her would be called the Son of God, Luke chapter 1. So again, all these things that are coming about that we're seeing here now of the spiritual body, Jesus having a glorified physical body, but also there's a spiritual body. Samson's parents. An angel appears unto them. At the resurrection of Christ, they're sitting in that empty tomb. And angels are sitting there saying, he is not here. He is risen. Angels are beheld in the sky when he is born. So there was a glorious, a bright and shining glory of those angels, those good angels. It was something that housed their spirit, a spiritual body. Now, I don't understand it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.